with our proposal, we would close both the sheriff's office and the jail downtown and move the jail operations to the satellite. The National Institute of Corrections back in 2011 called the conditions of the downtown jail deplorable, and I think it's time that we address that situation. With the project over at the satellite, we'd be able to create a 30-bed medical and mental health unit so that we can provide appropriate facilities for care of inmates there. We'd also create additional bed space to help segregate people that need to be separated. The violence that's been going on in the community recently necessitates that certain people not be housed together. And right now with the double bunking situation at the jail, we can't really do that. So we need to create some flexible space so that people can be separated both for sight and sound reasons. We also need to be able to create separation for gender. Female inmates can't be housed, obviously, with male inmates.
Sure. There's been some pushback on this proposal from those who are very much opposed to any new jail construction. I think there are some worries that the beds that are being proposed for the mental health portion of this facility could end up being used for other purposes. Any response to those concerns?
Well, we've really tried to take community concerns into account with this proposal. One of the things that's been a concern for people is the lack of contact visitation space. We will be creating a new family visitation area that'll be open and has a number of tables and chairs so that families can gather, so that inmates can hold their children, hold their spouses, have a more normal sort of relationship with people. I don't think that the spaces in the medical unit are necessarily appropriate for housing general population, so I don't think that's really going to work. The jail itself right now is limited because of the double bunking, so you can't house people together sometimes, so the functional capacity is actually lower than what we have. But right now we're talking about moving from 313 beds down to 252 with the addition of the flex pod and then another 30 beds for the mental health area.
How was this proposal developed? Who worked together to create this proposal for the jail? And what kind of feedback was used in creating this proposal?
Last year, the county pursued a facilities condition assessment through Bailey Edward, our consulting architect, and they identified a very long list of deferred maintenance issues. Some of those included issues at the satellite facility as well as the downtown facility. Now, I know that in the past, the counties looked at different options for replacing the jail, and they were very expensive. I think the most recent plan was in the $30 to $32 million range of cost. My thought was that maybe we could reduce the scope of the project to just focus on the essentials, possibly reduce the cost. So we've been able to come up with a plan that includes the jail construction, some soft costs, and also a relocation of the sheriff's office to the ILEAS building that comes in around $18 million. So it's about a 40% reduction in the size. We've eliminated a pod. We've also eliminated some unneeded things, I think, that are things that didn't add value to the project. We've also included beyond the contact visitation more exercise areas, more program space so that inmates can attend classes and receive training in different things. So I think this is really going to help alleviate some of the problems. One other thing we're doing is we're moving towards an open booking concept area. And what this is for folks that are in the jail for a short time, a lot of the inmates, according to statistics, only spend about 8 hours or less, about one-third of the total intakes are there for a very short time. Well, there's no reason if those persons are nonviolent and cooperative that they would have to go into a cell. So our proposal would include sort of an airport or a hotel lounge area where people can sit, they can watch television. They don't have to be in a cell while they're awaiting their release.
Also part of this, I assume, is either some work or some construction with the Brookings Administrative Center. There's been feedback that the building itself is in fairly poor condition in several areas. What would this proposal do with the county offices at Brookings?
When I came to Champaign County, one of the things that struck me was that we didn't have our county government in the downtown area. And I think it's really important that our government be accessible to people, that they can use public transportation to get to county offices, that there be adequate parking for people who are driving to the facilities. And Brookings really doesn't do that. In addition, we've identified around $5 million worth of deferred maintenance that's going to need to be done over the next 10 years. That includes boiler replacements, roof replacements, difficulties with our masonry has to be addressed. So these are not frivolous items. They're just things that you have to do over the course of time. So I think that there would be options for us to return to downtown Urbana, to be close to the courthouse, to provide better access, and also provide better amenities for the employees themselves, and also frequent the businesses that are in downtown.
Let's talk a little bit about the mechanics of the proposal itself. Quarter cent sales tax increase, and if I remember correctly, it would be in place for 12 years. Is that right?
That's right. The current bonds are expected to be retired around 2028. I think the last payment's December 2028, if I remember correctly. So we decided to align this tax with a sunset date that would match that, so that by 2029, the county could essentially be debt-free. Now, that would release all the revenue streams that are pledged to the current bonds to be utilized for other purposes, whether it's new programming, whether we have different facilities needs at the time, or perhaps even just return it to the taxpayers, which I think is a good option.
And, Rick, of course, when you hear tax increase, what kind of an impact do you see this having on consumers here in Champaign County?
I think the impact will be fairly minimal. When we initially came up with our list of projects, we attempted to find a way to internally finance all of this. We hate to ask for taxes if we don't have to. And using every bit of revenue available would leave us fairly short of our goals. So we didn't see any alternative to asking for taxes. And we felt that the sales tax was the best way to distribute the costs more fairly to people. In terms of the overall impact, we estimate that it's going to be under $20 a year per person or for the typical median income family in Champaign County.
And when you were putting this together, did you keep in mind that it looks like the Unit 4 School District will also be putting a referendum question on this fall's ballot as well?
Well, we understand there's a lot of important needs that the schools have. We didn't want to be competing with them in terms of property taxes, so I think that may have factored into our decision as well.